Bob Owens. He has a blog called Confederate Yankee. You have been on the case of the Associated Press, and after having been to Iraq myself and seen what passes for news coverage coming out of that country, it is simply stunning to me that the Associated Press is even allowed to stay in business. You have been following the case of Jamil Gate, as has our good friend, the pint-sized pistol Michelle Malkin, who is in Iraq now, as well as others, Kurt at Flopping Aces and another conservative blogger. All of you guys been working on Jamil Gate. Why don't you bring us up to speed? Tell us what Jamil Gate is and what it's all about.
Okay. Kurt at Flopping Aces pretty much broke this. What it was is on November 24th, the Associated Press ran a story. It was one of the most horrible single tragedies coming out of Baghdad as far as brutality. They ran a report sourced to a police officer by the name of Jamil Hussein that six Sunnis were pulled out of the Al-Mustafa Mosque by a militia of Shiites, doused in kerosene and set on fire and left to burn to death. And within a couple of days, that story had bloomed up to a total of four mosques being attacked and 24 people being killed and several homes attacked. With the mosque being reported by the AP as being destroyed. Only a few small problems with that. They can't seem to find any of the 24 bodies. The AP is backed down on that claim from 24 to 6 because 18 of them were provided by a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda, which nobody bothered to put in their articles. And they can't seem to find any physical evidence that any of these mosques were ever attacked at all.
All right, so basically what we're learning is the AP is a pack of liars.
Don't know that 100% because we haven't got solid evidence that they have lied, but they haven't been able to back up their story with anything.
What I do know is from my own experience, Bob, is that a lot of the so-called reporters that attach themselves to the Associated Press or the New York Times or any number of mainstream newspapers and organizations are really people, because of the language difficulties, they're hired as translators, but they end up going out and making up things and which get into these publications and are passed around as fact.
Well, we've run into that during the recent conflict between the Israelis and Hezbollah. And we, you know, there was a photographer by the name of Adnan Hajj who was caught photoshopping pictures. And there is my real worry with the situation in Iraq is not that, you know, the Associated Press is making up bad things, because obviously bad things are happening and there's no way around that. But I think that there may be something wrong with their methodology where they're over relying on stringers and not having any sorts of checks and balances. Jamil Hussein, this police officer that they have used as a source, they've used him 61 times, and yet we've been unable to verify that more than one or two of his 61 accounts actually happened. That's not to say that we know that the other ones are fake, but we just haven't been able to find any outside corroboration from any other news agency to verify that these events took place.
Tell me something, Bob. How did you get interested in doing this blog and particularly in following Jamil Gate? I mean, I'm assuming that you've got a job and a life and all of that, but you have just done such outstanding work. Where do you find the time for it?